How would you say the impact of the depression on the neighborhood there?
What we like with you?
Well, did you feel that it knit things together more, or do people retire more onto themselves?
No, it knit people together. Yeah, I would say. We got together and played cards, you know. 10 cents to go to the hall, the community hall, and play cards. And we really had a good time.
What else would a good time entail? Like what is entertainment for those days? Or your leisure time? Entertainment's maybe a bad word.
Well, to getting together and for get a concert up, you know. And maybe it would be 15 cents per ticket. Another lady and I went around the hill and we sold tickets to the amount of $3 so that we'd be sure to have it for the orchestra. That's what the orchestra charged. And then we take a sandwich or two for our rations and make a cup of tea. And we really enjoyed ourselves that way, and it was getting together.
That was for a dance?
Yeah, concert and dance, yeah. And of course, we went to the inlet. That was our seaside.
Where did you get down to the inlet?
From Stratford Avenue. There's a trail. We placed a trail down there. And one Sunday, the men went down, and when the tide was out, and cleared the beach. Quite a lot, and that's women folk took what we could of our food down and fed them, you know. And we went down there twice a week. Took our own food, of course, and boiled our tea on the rocks in a syrup pail.
Mm-hmm. There was kind of cottages down there as well, weren't there?
Yeah,
there were. People were having mm-hmm. cottages as well.
We called them squatters, you know, just in shacks.
Mm-hmm. You mean it's even more, it's not just summer cottage, there were people actually who squatted there and lived there.
They lived there, yes.
That would be on the CPRs right away along there, isn't it?
Imagine it would be, yes.
On the water?
On the waterfront.
Can you describe what they looked like, the squatters' places?
Just sort of hovels, you know, just bare boards and stuff, you know, just...
Actually, over the water? Or on the land?
On the land, just at the water's edge.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And how far did they stretch? What area did they cover?
From the Shell to Perth Narrows Bridge.
All the way along the river. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea of how many people would have been living down there? Hundreds. Sounds like.
Well, there was families lived down there.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. They had to walk up to school and all the rest of it, you know.
Oh, yeah, speaking of families, we seem to have missed a lot. Where is the school to that for your area at that time?
Capitol Hill School, mm-hmm. which is still there. Mm-hmm. And Burnaby North High School was on Willingdon Avenue.
Where did you do your shopping in that for?
The corner store.
That would be... Can you recall the name of that one?
Mm-hmm. Can't remember. I know the man's name, but what do you call this store? Mr. Yabsley was the man's name.
Mm-hmm. Where was it?
Corner of Howard and Hastings.
Howard and Hastings,
yeah. Why I went there was because he was lame, and he needed to make a living also. And I thought it would be nice to help him.
Right. So you got, when you were on relief and got scrip, you got your scrip from the relief office down on
mm-hmm.
Willingdon and Hastings, just past there. Then you took it to his shop, and you had to get what they said on the relief scrip.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was he ever hesitant about taking the relief scrip? I I know some of the grocers had trouble because they collected the relief scrip, then they couldn't get the money from Municipal Hall to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had quite a hard time.
Did they? I didn't know. That end of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so he always had everything in the shop that you were allowed to get.